the first thing that Klopp's asked about is the Champions League draw yesterday. It seems to me, sort of going through social media yesterday, there's been a bit of a mixed reaction to it in terms of, well, mainly us from within the Anfield app have been excited about the potential of some of them away. Belgrade's been talked up for a potential Kiev bus trip, and Paris is looking like one which everyone can get on board with as well. But then there's also people on Twitter saying that it's been a lot harder on Liverpool than they perhaps would have wanted.
I think you can look, it depends what way you look at it. Last season, we get into the Champions League and our group is Seville, Maribor and Spartak Moscow. And like, we've had groups like that in the Europa League for years. So getting back into the Champions League, at the time, I kind of wanted that like big glamour tie. Do you know the one that we all get excited about in Anfield rocking for? And we didn't really get that at all. Like Seville was the big one, but the atmosphere for Seville wasn't, you know, we just didn't get the big glamour tie. Now we obviously did in later stages. But this time round, the very first game's PSG at home. And like, how much bigger do you want that? Like, I want to see, you know, like to Neymar and co are going to come to Anfield, and the place is going to be rocking. And that's exactly what we're in it for. And that's why if you're in the Champions League, you want to be playing the big teams. You can look at it that way. You can look at it the fact that, you know, these games have potential to harm our league run. We obviously have high aspirations in the league this year. So you don't want, you know, you could say that if you've got Belgrade, but if you've got a Moscow or you've got a lesser team, then you can maybe rotate a little bit more. I think Klopp's going to rotate anyway. But look, I'm excited because I just want to go to the big matches, and I want to watch Liverpool pit themselves against the big teams. And you know, it's been kind of favourable in that we have home games after pretty much every game, I think it is, or something like that. I know we have got a game between Man City and Chelsea, and that's not ideal. But look, we know what we're getting ourselves into. You can't, that's the way Champions League works. You can't have it any other way. And yeah, look, PSG the first game, Napoli at home the very last game, and then all of these European aways that you know, people can get to go to. Paris just had a text saying, can't believe we've not got on to the fact that Belgrade could be the greatest European away ever.